From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another edition of the program. We'll open the program this time with a collaboration between trumpeter Miles Davis and vibraphonist Milt Jackson. Recorded in August of 1955 at Rudy Van Gelder's studio, the album Quintet Sextet, and they're joined by Jackie McLean on alto sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Percy Heath bass, and on drums, Art Taylor. We'll hear all six performers on this piece, written for the session by Jackie McLean, Minor March. Thank you. That's Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax and his orchestra, recorded at the Savoy Ballroom in New York City in August of 1940. That was Chicago. That's from a CD containing recordings made at the Savoy in 1940 and also sessions from 1944, the album Passin' It Around. Also back there, German pianist Jürgen Friedrich, along with John Hebert on bass and Tony Moreno on drums, from a 2009 release called Polak. We listened to his take of Thelonious Monk's classic Round Midnight. And we began the set with Miles Davis and Milt Jackson co-leading a sextet from the album Quintet Sextet. We heard Minor March. We'll begin this set with a session fronted by guitarist Jim Hall. This is from his 1976 A&M release, Commitment, and he's in a variety of settings on this album. Here, he'll be joined by Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Ron Carter on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and Alan Ganley on drums. It's the opening track of the release, Walk Soft. Thank you.
Its emptiness just a time of year. The frozen mountain dreams of April's melting streams. How crystal clear it seems. You must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as the sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, so in a world of snow, of things that come, come and go, where what you think you know, you can be certain. You must believe in spring and love.
You.
That's a track from David Sanborn on alto sax. It's from his 1995 release, Pearls. The album, a bit of a departure for David, in that it's a predominantly acoustic setting, as opposed to his more pop jazz releases. And it's a collection mainly of jazz and popular standards. He's backed by the likes of Don Gorolnik on keyboards, Christian McBride bass, and Steve Gadd drums, with orchestrations courtesy of Johnny Mandel on most of the tracks on the release, including that one. It was the tune which got the most radio airplay on contemporary jazz stations back in the day, This Masquerade. Before that, Hungarian singer Nicoleta Szuke, who began recording after winning the Montreux Jazz Vocal Competition in 2005, a competition open to aspiring jazz singers under the age of 30. From her 2008 release on the Hungarian Grammy label, the album Golden Earrings, and it's a nice trio with Nicoleta on vocals, her husband Jozef Bartza on bass, and guitarist Szabolcs Ola. We heard You Must Believe in Spring. And we began the set with Jim Hall on guitar from the album Commitment. It's a collection of Jim Hall originals and some standards. We heard one of the originals from Jim, Walk Soft. You're listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our final set of the hour with Japanese pianist Ryo Fukui and a track from his 1976 release, Scenery. He's in a trio with Satoshi Denpo on bass and Yoshinori Fukui on drums. This is another standard, Willow Weep For Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Closing out the hour with a quartet fronted by drummer Joe Farnsworth. With Harold Mayburn on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Eric Alexander on tenor sax. It's from a 2014 release entitled My Heroes, Tribute to the Legends. Each track is dedicated to one of the many jazz drummers that have inspired Joe throughout his career. That piece was entitled No Fills. It's dedicated to drummer Billy Higgins. Other legendary jazz drummers that are honored on this release include Buddy Rich, Max Roach, Alan Dawson, and Philly Joe Jones, among others. If jazz drummers are your thing, this is definitely a must-have album for your collection. My Heroes, from Joe Farnsworth. Before that, another quartet, this time from 1954, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, along with Sonny Clark on piano, Gene Wright on bass, and Bobby White on drums. From the album In a Mellow Mood, we heard Minor Incident. And a trio getting the set underway, pianist Ryo Fukui from Japan and his mid-70s album Scenery, we heard Willow Weep For Me. And that's all we have time for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. Join me again when you can for another hour of the best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.